Hey, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace,
the podcast that helps you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Well, friends, last week we told you that season 5 was a wrap, but we're back with a special bonusode for you today.
And a very special guest.
5 years ago, she was our very first interview. She's been Grit and Grace's most frequent and beloved guest.
And drumroll, once again, she's the co-author of a brand new book with our own Sherry Gregory.
So pom-poms, all the pom-pom sounds.
And jazz hands.
A huge Grit and Grace welcome back to Kathy Lipp.
Okay, guys, we just have to unpack so much of that. First of all, 5 years.
It's been at least 5 years. I may need to do the math. It may have been more.
Seriously, I thought it was like 3.
I know.
I had no idea. And I just love that you guys are still serving women in this way who desperately need it. Just yesterday, I was on the phone with somebody and I was coaching them. And I just said, wait, do you know about the Grit and Grace podcast? Because you need to have this in your life. So it just makes me so happy that you guys are still doing this and serving so many women. And it's become such a valuable resource. And can I just say, if I'm your most beloved guest, which I'll take the flattery wherever I can get it. You guys are my most beloved podcast to be on. So I'm just super grateful to be here. Seriously. Love you guys.
Aww. We love all of that. So Kathy, tell our friends who are listening about this beautiful new book, An Abundant Place, Daily Retreats for the Woman Who Can't Get Away. Oh my gosh, that title. Tell us about what inspired that amazing title.
A pandemic, maybe? I don't know.
You can't get away.
Which is kind of hilarious right now as I sit here in a half a foot of snow with the driveway that you can't drive up when it's snowing. So I can't get away right now. Like, I am housebound. But here's what I've come to learn, and Sherry, I know, has her own thoughts on this, that we have all had to, I love Sherry's illustration of I bend, I don't break. And I can't remember where that's from. And there have been a lot of opportunities to break over the past couple of years. And we just needed some more permission to bend. And I feel like saying, hey, you know what? I can't get away right now, but let me acknowledge I have a need to get away. And so I'm going to figure out how to do that where I am in the circumstance. Now, most people are not currently snowbound, but they might be childbound or jobbound or, we're still in the midst of a global pandemic. And so some people, may be housebound, but our minds, our souls don't have to be bound by our location. And so Sherry getting to talk about life, the life that she's created right there on the Pacific Coast, and this weird life we're living in the mountains, and just what God has taught us about living in these very diverse but interesting places that, I don't know, it's just been such a delight to work on this book and really discover God in new and fresh ways for me.
Hmm. I think so often for us as women, when we think of going on a retreat, often there's a beautiful location aspect of it. Like, we're going to go to the mountains or we're going to go to the beach, so much it's a destination location kind of thing. And so to bring those retreats home, to say, find that aspect of the beautiful location without having to leave. It's a little more challenging, but it also means that we can be more consistent. We don't have to wait. I know for me, I tend to be the kind of person who waits and puts everything off until I can finally. And sometimes finally doesn't come. Or when it comes, it ends up not being, as a highly sensitive person, I have to realize when I go to a retreat, it's often not as restful as I think it's going to be. It's got a lot of stress along with that rest. And so to be able to create that kind of atmosphere in our own homes and to see what God has put around us, Kathy's got those beautiful, how many acres do you guys own? Like, you guys own forest. I cannot wrap my mind around this.
Well, it's just ridiculous because it's 33 acres, but we can use about 1.5 of them currently. So we have weird things. Like, we have a dilapidated gold mine on the property. Now, along with that, we also have this pile, I'm not even joking, you guys, this pile of spray starch cans from the 70s and 80s. And Amy's
that is
like,
so strange.
What?
Yes.
Yes. So when you have gold, it's in quartz, at least where we're at. I'm not a goldologist. But to get the gold out, you have to spin the quartz and the gold to separate it, and you use spray starch to do it. So as magical and fun as it sounds to say we have a gold mine, we also have a pile of dead spray starch cans from the 70s and 80s. So like there's a whole bunch of weird stuff like that on our property. But yeah, it's so interesting where we live. And you know, Sherry, when you were talking about as an HSP going to a retreat and how it's not always what you expect. I'm just going to say this as somebody who's entered her 50s. I have to bring my own stuff when I go away. Like there are blankets involved and teas involved. And like, I have to be my own self-contained retreat. And so sometimes it's like, yeah, that sounds pretty. It's just easier to stay at home and take care of myself here. And I think that may be a sign of maturity to say, you know, what I need, I already have. And so I can do my own retreat here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love this creative concept. And I have to tell you that after 2 years, I'm at the end of my bendiness. I'm just at the end of it. And I need this book so much. Like, so, okay, we're in pre-order season right now. So it will be available soon, but right now it's pre-orders. Talk to us about pre-orders. Why are pre-orders important? And what extra fun stuff will our friends receive when they pre-order?
Okay, so it officially releases January 4th.
Okay, so soon.
I'm hearing there is evidence on the web that it's coming sooner, which is super fun to see. Because as we all know with, you know, shipping and all the things that are going on in the world, we were hoping it would come by January 4th. And somehow these things got released into the world. They're out there in the wild, but we still consider it pre-order season. And what we've come to find out is all these retailers, they're looking at pre-orders and deciding how much they want to invest in this book. So these pre-orders, let me just be so bold to say, if you're a fan of Sherry's and you want to do something nice for her, don't send her flowers. Don't, you know, pre-order the book.
Amen.
Pre-order the book.
Preach.
It means the world to us. And let us know you did it so we can say thank you, because it means all the world to us. But there's some fun stuff that comes with it. So first of all, Harvest House did the most gorgeous download of a journal. It's just a gorgeous journal. And so you can get that as soon as you order. And then Sherry and I did something that I've never heard of being done for a book. I'm sure somebody has. Somebody will let us know. But nobody's let me know so far. We did a limited series podcast, because between Grit and Grace and Clutter Free, we got a lot of people who like to listen to stuff. And so this is called Devos for Dropout. And we talked about the 6 personalities of devotional dropout people, because both Sherry and I have been those dropouts before. And why do people drop out? And how can you press forward in doing devotions on a regular basis? And that podcast was so much fun. It was so much fun to go to the dark side and say, this is why we struggle. And so Sherry, we did 6 episodes. I think Sherry and I, between our 2 personalities, covered the reasons in all 6 episodes at one point or another. But I'm super excited about both of those resources and all that's going with this. But I feel like the book is enough and it's beautiful, but we wanted to give the people we love, you know, we know it's going to be our listeners, our people who are going to pre-order. And we just wanted to say thank you in our own best way.
And Sherry, where do they find all of this?
They can go to abundantplacebook.com and you'll find all the information that you need there.
Okay. Devos for Dropouts. Love that. Another great title. That cracks me up though. Where, as someone who writes Devos, that's really great. Where did that idea for a podcast series come from?
I'm trying to remember. I remember we talked about what are the struggles. Why do people not do devotionals? And, you know, to be a devotional writer and having had struggled with that before. And then I love some good alliteration. So when we thought of Devos for Dropouts, it's like, okay, in the search. That's, and it just It feels so us, and it feels accessible. Because I know so many people have bought so many books and stopped. You know, we all have that graveyard of devotional books that just...
It's true. I have a stack, like, right behind me. Yes.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Those devotionals may be perfect for your best friend or your mom or your cousin, but they're just not your jive. And so here's what I think. You know, between us co-writing this, we have doubled our odds of at least part of this book being part of your jive. But our launch team is loving it, and they're all finding different things in it, which makes me super happy.
And we all need a little abundance right now. So I think it's relevant for everyone. Yes. Scarcity has been kind of the past 24 months. We need some abundance. So Sherry, tell us again about when your new book, baby, officially launches and how to get all the good stuff.
So officially it's January 4. We do have lots of evidence that it's shipping sooner, and the pre-order bonuses, the pre-order goodies can be found at abundantplacebook.com.
Well, Kathy, it's been wonderful having you with us today.
So good to hang out with you. We need to hang out when there's just not a podcast involved. That's the plan.
I know. I'm getting a snowplow and coming to you.
We'll take it.
Well, and we get to talk again next week.
Huzzah!
That'll be great.
For today, grow your grit.
Embrace God's grace.
And as God reveals the next step to live your one life well,
we'll be cheering you on.
So take it.